Penguin Random House Audio presents The Beekeeper of Aleppo by Christy Lefteri. Read for you by Art Malik. With a note read by the author.
Chapter 1. I'm scared of my wife's eyes. She can't see out and no one can see in. Look, they are like stones. Grey stones. Sea stones. Look at her. Look how she is sitting on the edge of the bed, her nightgown on the floor, rolling Mohammed's marble around in her fingers and waiting for me to dress her. I'm taking my time putting on my shirt and trousers because I'm so tired of dressing her. Look at the folds of her stomach, the color of desert honey, darker in the creases and the fine, fine silver lines on the skin of her breast, and the tips of her fingers with the tiny cuts, where the ridges and valley patterns once were stained with blue or yellow or red paint. Her laughter was gold once. You would have seen as well as heard it. Look at her, because I think she is disappearing. I had a night of scattered dreams, she says. They filled the room. Her eyes are fixed a little to the left of me. I feel sick. What does that mean?
They were broken. My dreams were everywhere, and I didn't know if I was awake or asleep. There were so many dreams, like bees in a room, like the room was full of bees, and I couldn't breathe. And I woke up and thought, please, don't let me be hungry.
I look at her face, confused. There is still no expression. I don't tell her that I only dream of murder now. Always the same dream. It's only me and the man.